Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today we travel into the Petrarchan world of young love, possible delusion, almost certain confusion, a land of make-believe daydream promises in a world of familial woe. Murder, mayhem, a wordy nurse, and an even wordier host, and a bit of poison and tragedy. A play that, if you omit the last few pages of the text, reads more like a comedy than a tragedy. And if you don't think that true of Romeo and Juliet, then frankly, you are living in a fool's paradise. Uncle Will came up with that phrase while exploring the pitfalls of young love. But in fact, it wasn't really his story at all. It was based on an Italian tale translated into verse by Arthur Brooke in 1562, 2 full years before Uncle Will was born, and some 30 years before Uncle Will would begin to flesh out one of his most performed plays. Whereas the original story took place over many months, Shakespeare decided to compress it into just 4 days. He also expanded possibly my favorite character, Mercutio. Not only given brilliant monologues, the role was considered one of the best in the canon by some of the old-school English loveys. Come on, steal the show, Act 3 sword fight, a plague on both your houses, die, and you're in the pub by 9. This was more than likely well before curtain calls were a part of your equity contract. The story.
2 households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene, from ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean.
An ongoing war between the Montague and Capulet families continues throughout the streets of Verona. The prince announces that if there is any further violence, then the heads of each family will be executed. Romeo, a Montague, sneaks into a party at the house of the Capulets, sees Juliet, becomes smitten, kisses her, and falls helplessly in love. Later, Romeo sneaks into the orchard below Juliet's balcony. They pledge their undying love to each other and decide, quite naturally, to get married. Juliet's nurse and confidant meets Romeo on the street with a message and a warning.
Pray you, sir, a word. My young lady bid me inquire you out. What she bid me say, I will keep to myself. But first, let me tell ye, if ye should lead her into a fool's paradise, as they say, it were a very gross kind of behaviour.
Nurse, commend me to thy lady and mistress. I protest unto thee.
Oh, good heart in him. Faith, I would tell her as much. Lord, Lord, she would be a joyful woman.
What wilt thou tell her, nurse? Thou dost not mark me.
I would tell her so that you do protest, which, as I take it, is a gentlemanlike offer.
Bid her devise some means to come to Shrift this afternoon, and there she shall, at Friar Lawrence's cell, be shrived and married.
This afternoon, sir?
Yes, this afternoon. Why not? Thrift, thrift, Horatio, to mix my Shakespearean scholars. The phrase is so common that we hear it on a weekly, if not daily, basis. Or is that just me? But whether it is in response to the protestations of young love, the hope for political and cultural calm, or telling your parents you want to be a rock star, it's difficult to know if your paradise is one of a fool's ilk, up in cloud cuckoo land, thank you Aristophanes, or grounded in reality. What I do know is that if he was told so, Buddy Holly did well not to listen.
I was lost. I was lost in a fool's paradise.
Fool's paradise.
Good and lost.
Good and lost
in a fool's paradise.
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.